The Boulder Valley School District is making efforts to recruit and retain more teachers of color to work with its diversifying student body. Census data shows that while more than 3/4 of the overall population of Boulder County identifies as solely white, racial diversity is significantly higher among school-age children. These gaps between students and teachers are oftentimes visible within Boulder Valley schools. BVSD is now actively trying to recruit a more diverse workforce with its second annual job fair for teachers of color. KGNU's Michelle Simpson got the details from Dr. James Hill, BVSD Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources.
Within our school district, we, and part of our strategic theme, we really have a focus of bringing more diverse teachers within our school district. We know how important it is, and research shows that having a more diverse teachers in front of our students are good for all students, not just our students of color, but for all students, to be able to provide different perspectives. So by this being a part of our strategic initiative, and by us knowing and understanding the research about how important this is for all of our students to see more of a diverse teachers in the classroom, we felt that, you know, the next step was to make sure that as a school district, we're doing everything we can to attract more of those diverse candidates. So we're hosting our second annual Teacher of Color and Diverse Hiring Event. And yes, we are focused on, you know, bringing more diverse educators into our school district. But this event is open for everyone. Okay, so by no means are we saying that you have to be a person of color to attend. We're simply saying this is a huge focus of us. This is something that, you know, we're outlining in here, and that's the reason we're presenting it in that way. And I start off by saying that because there were some questions. We're also looking at increasing the numbers. And last year we were throwing a curveball, because if you take yourself back to last February, there was something called the Omicron variant that was going around. So our planned in-person event turned into a virtual event. Now, don't get me wrong, we still had a tremendous turnout, but we always feel that if you're able to do something in person, get in front of people, that it's going to make a bigger difference. So we don't want to cut out the virtual piece of it, because we want to make sure that we're accessible to all diverse candidates in different states. So we'll still have that portion of it. So if you're looking to attend and you're looking for a job and you want to work for a grade school district, but you just can't make it out, we'll have that virtual option. But, you know, this event will be held in person this year, which I'm excited about.
Tell me, why would a teacher of color, let's be more specific, why would a Black teacher want to come to BVSD?
Well, one, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Boulder Valley School District is a great place to work, okay? One, we pay well, you know, that always helps. Two, it's really a passion for this school district to bring in more diverse candidates. We understand that there are some great teachers out there that want to work in our school district, but are not getting those opportunities, or there's so many different barriers up there. Or a lot of times when you look at a hiring process, it's not what you know, it's who you know. We want to, A, because it's all about the kids, understanding that, look, there are some great teachers out there that may come from a different background that you're used to. They may not be new to students. So we want to expose our students to that. And quite frankly, we know that this is a great school district. This is a great community. The part we're missing is that the diversity. We don't have that diversity that I think that many of us would like to see. So by offering a tremendous opportunity, by really making this a priority to bring in and have these diverse candidates exposed to these positions, we are And initially killing two birds in one stone. Now there's that other piece of retaining. And again, what are we doing to not only attract, but retain? But that, I guess that's another conversation.
No. It could be part of it. Because I was thinking that at CU, for example, we've had some modicum of success in recruiting staff of color, administrators, faculty, Black, more specifically. Keeping them is another thing altogether. But I do recognize that the role of recruiting, welcoming, retaining staff, teachers of color, whether it's BVSD or another school district, is not simply the role of someone like yourself, that it's really going to be dependent on other teachers. It's going to be dependent on staff, administrators, principals, and more to make that happen and to make individuals not only feel like, well, gee, BVSD may be a great place to work because the salaries are competitive or even better than some of the competition. But that whole idea, as I said, of retention seems to be somewhat challenging.
One piece, is that the community as well. You know, oftentimes, you know, we may look at a work piece where these employees are coming into the different respective buildings, but they're also going out into communities where they shop, you know, where they're interacting. So I think that the at least retaining piece of it, you know, also falls on our community. How are we treating these people who are simply following their passion as well? How are we treating them when they leave our buildings?
So if someone is interested in participating in the February 11th Teacher of Color hiring event being hosted by BVSD, where can we direct them?
If you go to our website, okay, bvsd.org, and go to careers. And once you click on careers, you'll see this nice, pretty flyer pop up, and it'll say Teacher of Color Diverse Educators Hiring Event. And then within that flyer, on the bottom right side, it says registered here. So they can click on that and register for this event and go on there. And then hopefully we will see them on the 11th, February 11th, Saturday, and have potentially work for, a great school district.
Okay.
Where they can interact with other great educators, including myself.
Dr. Hill, before I let you go, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Just thank you. You've always been a huge supporter of the work we're doing in Boulder Valley School District around, you know, diversity, inclusion. And that's big because, you know, a lot of times people shy away from discussing that. In order for us to continue to bring highly qualified, diverse candidates into our school district, then we're going to have to continue to outline a lot of the issues that are involved with coming into a predominantly white city and a predominantly white school district and being successful. So, thank you. And thank you for your continued support. And for everybody out there that's listening, hopefully we'll see you on Saturday, February 11th.
That was Dr. James Hill, Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources at the Boulder Valley School District, speaking with KGNU's Michelle Simpson.